The Palace and Royal Power. The palace, as both an institution and a set of buildings, appeared around 2500 BC, about 2 millennia later than the Mesopotamian temple. It joined the temple as a landmark of city life, upholding order and a sense of shared membership in city affairs. Over time, the palace became a source of power rivaling that of the temple. A palace is the official residence of a ruler, his family, and his entourage. While palaces were off-limits to most citizens unless they were connected to the royal court, elite members of the Sumerian community did enjoy access to the Khal chamber. As time went on, the god, like the king, became inaccessible to all but the most elite. Although located at the edge of cities, palaces soon became the symbols of permanent secular, military, and administrative authority distinct from the temple's spiritual and economic power. As the population grew, competition among the city-states increased over scarce arable land and access to water for irrigation. Gradually, the more powerful city-states came to dominate their weaker neighbors, thereby upsetting the balance of power within and among Mesopotamian cities. Page 54. Caption: The